No, there's no off-season for volunteering. We're asking the best fans in the NFL to make a difference by volunteering 10 hours in your local community. Take the Cleveland Browns First and 10 pledge today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to learn more. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura of Football Thursday. Thank you for hanging out with us. You just heard from, if you were listening, of course, you just heard from the head coach of the Browns. Mike Pettine addressed the media post-practice today. And the highlight, really, of what he talked about, obviously he talked a lot about LeBron James being there, the excitement that he had, and especially his daughter had a chance to take a picture with him, as Dad said, much more exciting for her than hanging out with Dad. But the photo with LeBron, players feeling that sense of buzz, the superstar was there, and very enjoyable. But the news of what he talked about was really that Johnny Manziel will take no first-team snaps on Saturday night. It'll be all Brian Hoyer, and then when Manziel gets in the game, it'll be with the second-teamers. We were talking, speculating that as a fair competition, we thought there might be a way to even it out and get Manziel first-team snaps. Now, does the fact that he's going totally second-unit snaps Saturday night mean that Johnny Manziel will get the start, possibly in preseason game number 2 at Washington? What do you think, Nate?
I think that if this truly is going to be an open competition, then I think he will start. And I think it's kind of funny that he's going to start, you know, if he does make a start in the preseason, it's going to be on a Monday Night Football on national television against RG3, which is kind of what
shocking.
Guess it should be for Johnny Manziel. Now, if he does not start that game against Washington, I think you can go ahead, stick a fork in it. It's Dunsky. Brian Hoyer will open the season as the starter.
And that's where I think watching Saturday night is going to be revealing. It's going to tell us, because what I've said, what I've written for ClevelandBrowns.com, and that column is posted there on the site, and what you and I have talked about, and I've been consistent with this, Hoyer basically has to be Hoyer. If he's something other than that in a bad way, and he goes off the rails and it's really disastrous in terms of how he plays, full out meltdown, that's the only way, in my opinion, that would affect this competition and change the mindset of him being on a path to start the opener September 7th. So if he is solidly Brian Hoyer in that Detroit game, that wouldn't shock me then if they turn around for the Washington game, stuck with Hoyer as the starter, but again, gave Johnny Manziel more second-team reps. You've got to get Johnny Manziel reps, I think significant reps, because you would still go into this year thinking, I think, that because you don't have that lockdown established guy as a starter, in my mind you don't, that you make sure that the other guy who could very well be in there and who in my mind – I'm going to not be surprised if he spends more than half the season starting for this team, Manziel, gets a lot of reps.
But don't you want to see him get – don't you think you want to see him get some real first-team reps in the preseason? So, I mean, if he doesn't start against Washington, there's no way he starts week one.
I don't – right. Well, if your mindset is you're inclined to want him to start week one, then, yes, I think you'd feel that way. I would just want to see him. I think seeing him with the number twos, we're still going to see – why would that – I know what you're going to say. Does it put an asterisk on things? Yeah, but it should be relative competition. The number twos against Detroit's number twos. And if he's dominant in that sequence and against that second-team defense, okay, I'm good. I'll see what I want to see from Johnny Manziel. In fact, that's what the expectation is. I think it's set up for him to do pretty well. I think he should – if he is what you think he is – and others who are very excited about the possibility of him being dynamic right away, then you know what? He lights it up as a number two guy in that game against number twos.
Sure, which he should, but I don't know if that tells you anything about a potential competition to start week one.
But it's still relevant to the progress of him getting
there. Of course it is.
So I'm not discounting – I won't discount his presence in a competition if he's working with number twos. It is a fairer, more open head-to-head if they're both working with ones, as you've said, as I've said. And that's not going to happen Saturday night. It could happen with Johnny getting the start against Washington. And, you know, that conversation is a long way away because we've got to see what the heck goes on Saturday night, how they come out of it health-wise, blah, blah, blah. But I still think we'll get significant evaluation of Manziel, even if he works number twos Saturday night, and even if he works number twos against Washington.
No question. You're going to get significant evaluation either way.
Meaningful evaluation.
This is the most meaningful evaluation that's going to happen this week, and of course against Washington are the two most meaningful evaluations, because the way that it's been phrased by Mike Pettine is that he wants to have his starter in place by week three of the preseason. So that means both quarterback, and that also means, you know, quarterback, we're talking about every position battle. He wants to have those starters in place by then. So all I'm saying is, in a competition, if it is a competition, which I think at this point I'm inclined right now to believe that it is, Johnny Manziel starts the second preseason game.
If it's totally fair and open, I can't disagree with that. Let's go. Let's see if we can get a call here. 216-578-0850. Greg in Columbus, if he's on the line. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure. You got it.
So we all know that Hayden and Gilbert are probably going to lock down the one and two corner spots, but I was just wondering if you guys had any word on how Pierre Desir's development has been in the last couple of weeks, because I haven't heard much since probably the first or second day of camp.
Pierre Desir is my guy. I love Pierre Desir. I think his story is phenomenal. I think he, as a human being, is phenomenal. And I think he's come so far. We've talked about it a lot. The coaches have said he's probably made the biggest leap of anybody from the OTAs and minicamp to now in training camp. He's starting to play very, very well, get more and more comfortable. I think he's got a little bit more of an acclimation period than, per se, Justin Gilbert, who played in the Big 12 and played at Oklahoma State, coming from the small school at Lindenwood. But the physical gifts are there. He's the biggest corner they have on the roster, incredibly physical. And I think as the season progresses, you're going to see him with an opportunity to make some plays on Sundays.
I think the most encouraging news for Pierre Desir is hearing coaches say how far he has come. And you heard the head coach say this the other day, how far he has come since the offseason. In the offseason, there were real thoughts that he looked like he was still on the Lindenwood campus and not belonging in the NFL, that it was really flying over his head, everything that was being done. He was trying to react on instincts, and that doesn't serve you very well in the NFL, even if you're a tremendous athlete. And this kid has outstanding athletic ability, but now he's put a lot of that together. He's playing with a greater level of confidence, and he is so physical. And he is, you see the size of him. He looks like he could be interchangeable as a corner or a safety. Dave is with us now. Hello, Dave.
How you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I always talk about offense. I'm pretty pumped to see this defense. I think whoever gets to start, this defense is going to be their best friend. It's going to make it so much easier for them. I expect this defense to be one of the better in the NFL this year. I don't know what your guys' opinion was watching the training camps.
Yeah, we
love this defense.
We're fired up about the defense, too. And, Dave, thank you so much for the call. We've been talking it up because you can go by what your eyes tell you. Our eyes tell us that this defense looks really good, and it looks really deep. And I think you want to talk about statements. When you saw the depth chart come out the other day, Tuesday, I guess it was, the depth chart listing Phil Taylor, who we're scheduled to have on the show here at 2:30, and listing Jabal Sheard as backup players, two guys that were stalwarts and starters for the last three seasons as backups, I think gives you an indication
how
of the kind of depth it is, and the kind of depth they have, the kind of talent they have. You can do a lot with that.
You can do a whole heck of a lot with that. There's no question about it. This is a very good defense. It is going to be, whoever the quarterback is for this team, the best friend, hopefully generating turnovers, sacks, short fields for this offense to put them in scoring position. Yes, that is exactly what you are looking for out of this D, and I think it has an opportunity, as many people do, to be a top five type of a defense in the National Football League. Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will be coming your way. Speaking of Phil Taylor, he will be with us. We will play a little fact or fiction. We want to hear from you. 216-578-0850. Zagara Carucci, CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.